The beginning of the Sankirtan movement really started when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and everyone, including the Muslims, were chanting the holy name and thus foretelling his mission, that the chanting of Krishna's name would be spread all over the world.
Само движение санкирты началось в тот момент, когда Господь Чайтанья явился в этот мир, потому что тогда даже мусульмане, все люди повторяли святые имена Господа, предсказывая тем самым, что слава святого не распространится по всему миру.
In the beginning of his appearance, however, Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not chant kirtan. He studied the scriptures and explained them.
В самом начале своей жизни Гауранга Махапрабху сам не пел киртаны, но он изучал священные писания и толковал их.
But when he received his initiation in Gaya and returned, something very amazing had happened.
Однако, когда Господь Гауранга вернулся из Гаи, получив там посвящение, в его жизни произошли удивительные изменения.
He had, so to say, received the holy name by sacred initiation.
Он, так сказать, получил святое имя, он получил посвящение.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes a discussion which took place between one Vaishnav and Gadadhar Pandit, where the Vaishnava tells Gadadhar Pandit how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had changed after his return.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur приводит беседу, которая произошла между одним Вайшнавом и Гададхарой Пандитом, в которой этот преданный, этот Рама говорит Гададхаре о том, какие изменения произошли в Чайтанье Махапрабху.
You must know, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to chant kirtan, he looked totally different. So this person who knew him from before tells Gadadhar Pandit something extraordinary. I hope the same will happen when you return from the kirtan retreat, and the people who in Moscow, or wherever you are from, who know you, tell what is the how you have changed.
Я думаю, что когда вы вернетесь в Москву или в свой родной город, то другие люди, увидев вас, заметят вас те же самые изменения.
Oh, Gadadhar, I saw the most extraordinary person on the road from Gaya.
Oh, Gadadhar, по дороге с Гаи, на дороге, ведущей с Гаи, я видел очень необычного человека.
His form was very handsome. Well, your form will remain the same, I think. But here's something. He roared just like a thundercloud. His eyes rained tears as if they had become rain clouds. And he rolled about on the ground. His voice was choked up in the ecstasy of love of God. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachidevi. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took to kirtan, his eyes became like rain clouds who always burst forth showers of tears of ecstasy.
Когда Чайтанья Махапрабху пел киртаны, то глаза его подавлялись грозовым волкам, из которых исходили потоки и потоки слез, экстаза.
His voice was thunder!
Голос его был подобен грому.
Sorry. And he rolled on the ground. He was ready to reveal his mission. That is how by Sankirtan you can experience the precursors of love of God, which is Bhava, and then enter the ocean of prema.
Именно благодаря Кришне человек может подступить к любви к Богу, испытать Бхаву и дальше вступить в океан любви.
When Gauranga Mahaprabhu returned, he did not really take up even for one single day his old profession as a teacher.
Когда Гауранга Махапрабху вернулся, он ни одного дня не посвятил своей обычной профессии, своей работе, чем он занимался до этого преподаванием.
Yes, he entered his school and his students were there.
Он приходил в школу, и там были его ученики.
But it was a different education he gave now.
Но образование теперь было совсем другим.
See, there's a tradition in Indian schools, which you, I think, have heard about. When the students open their books to start the class, they will chant, Hari Hari.
Вы наверняка знаете, что в Индии есть такая традиция, когда ученики в школе открывают учебники в самом начале занятия, они говорят Hari Hari.
And then they start their education.
И после этого начинают обучаться.
Now, when the students did this, on the first day when Mahaprabhu had returned and gave school, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu started to jump up at the mere mention of the names of Hari.
Когда Гауранга Махапрабху вернулся и пришел на первый урок со своими учениками, то стоило им произнести эти Хари Хари, как Гауранга Махапрабху немедленно подпрыгнул, просто услышав
and all the symptoms of ecstasy began to swarm over his bodies like ants. Goose pimples.
Мурашки побежали по телу.
Мурашки. Tears. Everything. No education that day. Gauranga took his students to the river bank of the Ganga. There was one Brahmana, Ratnagaba, who started to chant, Bahapitam Natavaravapu Kanayo Kanikaram Bibat Vasha Kanaka Kapisham Veja jantim chamalam, and so on. It's a verse which describes what the gopis see in the morning when Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan. It describes Lord Krishna's wearing a peacock feather. And how he dances and fills his flute with his love. Yes. When Lord Chaitanya heard this at the bank of the Ganga, this recital, he lost it, as we say. he lost his composure.
Когда Чайтанья Махапрабху услышал этот стих, который повторял Брама на берегу Ганги, он полностью потерял самообладание.
And 100 students could not keep him patient by holding him.
И 100 студентов, 100 учеников не могли удержать Господа Чайтанья.
All the observers saw a second Ganga came, that is, from one Ganga was flowing there, and the other Ganga came from the river, from the eyes of Gauranga. So many tears.
Все, кто были там, увидели, как появилась вторая Ганга. Первая Ганга текла рядом, и вторая Ганга появилась из глаз Чайтанья Махапрабху. Так много слез.
No doctor can find out how so much water came through the body of Gauranga. It was transcendental.
Никакой врач не сможет объяснить вам, каким образом столько жидкости появилось из тела Господа Чайтанья. Это была трансцендентная вода.
And he didn't drink a few, you know, how do you say, cubic liters of water.
Для этого не нужно было предварительно выпить несколько кубометров воды.
Finally, after these symptoms of ecstasy had happened many times, Gauranga Mahaprabhu told his students, finish your education, The real education is glorify Krishna.
Хватит с этим образованием. Настоящее образование — это прославление Кришны.
Now this glorifying comes from the word krit, which means praise.
Прославление происходит с этого слова. Прославление происходит из санскритского корня крит, что значит славить.
And I think Goswami Maharaj and Madan Mohan can tell us how from krit praise kirtan comes.
Наверняка Господь Бог хорошо, Мадам Мухан Прабху смогут объяснить нам, каким образом из корня крит исходит слово киртан.
Киртан means to glorify Krishna.
Киртан означает прославление Кришны.
Киртан means really, if you want to do this, that you enter the presence in your mind of God.
Киртан означает, что вы осознаете, что Господь присутствует в самом уме, вы делаете это очень четким.
You can meditate about four attributes, says Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami говорит, что можно медитировать на четыре атрибута.
Krishna's beauty.
Это на красоту Кришны.
His courage.
На отвагу Кришны.
His knowledge.
Знание Кришны.
And his superior forms of action.
И его высшие поступки.
This you praise.
Это нужно прославлять.
Hare Krishna, you are so beautiful.
Hare Krishna, ты такой красивый.
Hare Krishna, you are so courageous.
Ты такой храбрый.
Like the sun which destroys all the darkness.
Ты подобен солнцу, которое разрушает любую тьму.
Krishna, Krishna, you are full of knowledge.
Krishna, ты исполнен знания.
Hare Hare, and your activity is wonderful.
Hare Hare, деяния твои удивительные.
Praise. Glorify. Admire. I remember when the what is the name of the new Russian president? Medvedev? Yes, this name. When Gospodin German tongue is not qualified for Russian language. When he gave his first address at the end, all the soldiers on the Red Square said, "Hurrah!" Hurrah, isn't it? Hurrah! 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 We heard it in Germany, and my father, who had fought with the Red Army, was trembling in fear.
Мы слышали эти слова, мы видели трансляцию в Германии, но и мой отец, который в свое время сражался против Красной Армии, просто дрожал от страха в этом.
It was praising.
Это было прославление.
Kirtan means to praise God.
Kirtan означает, что мы прославляем Бога.
Because he is so beautiful.
Потому что он красивый.
So courageous, so knowledgeable.
Он исполнен знания, он храбрый.
Such wonderful activities.
Он являет удивительные деяния.
Jiva Goswami goes on to explain when many people gather together and sing the glories of the Lord, it is called sankirtan or congregational singing.
Далее Джива Госвами говорит, что когда много людей собираются вместе и прославляют Господа, это называется санкиртаном или совместным воспеванием.
This congregational singing is superior even to kirtan, which can be performed alone, because it produces such extraordinary feelings.
Он говорит здесь, что санкиртан намного превосходит обычный киртан, который человек может делать в одиночестве, потому что пробуждает очень необычные чувства.
So this is something new for us.
Итак, это что-то новое.
Kirtan means praise.
Киртан означает славить.
It can be done alone.
Это можно делать в одиночестве.
But when you do it together with many,
когда вы собираетесь с другими людьми,
it is the most powerful sadhana because of creating extraordinary feelings.
Это очень необычная садна, очень могущественная садна, потому что она пробуждает необыкновенные чувства.
Now, do you have extraordinary feelings or do you fall asleep when you do kirtan? Do you feel love of God when you do kirtan? Or do you feel, oh, my body gets too old for this, I can't dance? My dear devotees, what I would like to explain today is the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which in order to yield transcendental results has to be done in the style of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Тот момент, который я хочу сегодня объяснить, следующий, что если мы хотим достичь результата, которым ведет киртан Гауранги Махапрабху, то мы должны делать этот киртан именно в том стиле, в каком делал его сам Гауранга.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first teaching is the extraordinary feelings in kirtan come if you chant with one condition.
Таково учение Чайтанья Махапрабху, что необычные чувства во время киртана приходят, если вы воспеваете или поете киртан, но соблюдая одно условие.
It is said that this condition comes easy for the to the people of Kali Yuga because they are so unqualified. Listen to the reasoning.
Это условие, видимо, коллеги очень легко соблюсти, потому что именно как ни странно, потому что они очень неквалифицированы.
Джива Госвами makes this point. Because people in Kali Yuga are so unqualified, they are easily able to fulfill the condition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Джива Госвами говорит, что поскольку именно потому, что люди Kali Yuga очень неквалифицированы и недостойны, именно поэтому они легко могут удовлетворить этому условию Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I hope you understand this is a very unusual logic which we hear here.
Это вообще, конечно, нестандартная логика, но я надеюсь, вы поймете.
My disqualification becomes my qualification.
Как это, моя дисквалификация становится именно моей квалификацией?
Yes.
Да.
If you recognize that you are unqualified.
В том случае, если вы признаете, что вы не квалифицированы.
And become what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says is the first condition. You know how is it? Lower than the grass. More tolerant than the tree. Prideless. And offering respect to all others. In this way, one should continuously sing the holy name. Let me summarize. Kirtan is glorification, which resides in the house of humility. Only if you are entering the house of humility and really recognize your unqualified situation to approach God, only then can you do the kirtan of Gauranga. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbled the scholars of his time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often defeated proud people to help them to become humble and join the kirtan. The Mayavadis of Varanasi are an example. Keshava Kashmiri. In the beginning, when his students saw that he had become so extraordinarily ecstatic and unable to continue with the formal education, they were amazed.
Когда ученики Чайтанья Махапрабху видели, что он преисполнился такого необычного экстаза и уже практически не способен продолжать обучение,
they are, were, asking them, you tell us to glorify Krishna, how should we do it?
Они спросили его, ты говоришь, что мы должны прославлять Кришну, но как нам это делать?
The Mahaprabhu raised his hands in the sky.
Махапрабху воздел руки к небесам.
And said,
сказал,
sing.
Пойте.
Харае намах Кришная Радхая намаха. Харае намах Кришная Радхая намаха. Гопа Говинда Рам Шри Мадхусудана. Soon, no, first Gauranga Mahaprabhu did this only, this kirtan only with a few followers. He did this in the in Shiva Sangam. Then the kirtan took to the streets. Then he spread it all over India. He chanted kirtan before millions of people during the annual festival of Ratha Yatra in Puri. And then he ordered all his followers, spread this chanting all over the world. And he prophesied the success of his kirtan movement by saying, in every village my name will be heard. What can we go more precisely into kirtan? It means the glorification of a deity by chanting about his name, form, guna and lila. It should be done with instruments, singing, dancing, paying obeisances. And by doing this, something important is supposed to happen. The Lord's presence is supposed to be magnified. Do we have in Russia lupas, these magnifying glasses? When you use is it called lupa? Or when you use a lupa, something which is very small, all of a sudden, becomes very big. There are lupas which show you something which is invisible. They are called electro. Something microscopes, yes. You can see a little dust grain on the feet of an ant. And even more smaller things. So when you do kirtan, Krishna, or God, who is very small in your perception, you rarely think of him. He is supposed to become magnified. You know, after a kirtan, sometimes we hear devotees talking to each other. Wow, that was wild dancing. And I sweated very much. Now I have to change my shirt. And did you see how so-and-so danced? So-and-so, so-and-so means such and such. These are only side effects of kirtan. After kirtan, you should say, well, oh, I really felt closer to God. This will happen if you chant with a second qualification. What was the first qualification?
Каково было первое условие?
What?
Feeling that I'm not qualified.
Yeah. The yes. Tulinara pisunichina. Huh? I suppose you all know this, what this means. Yeah. All over the place. It's a known verse in our community. Mm-hmm. But listen, that you really, this is the grounding, the fundament of your kirtan. But now you must build on your kirtan a second attitude. Nayanam galada shudaraya vadanam gatkada rudaya gira pulakai nichitam vapu tava nama grahane bhavishyate. It's a feeling of longing for Krishna. I think you all know this verse from the Shikshastakam of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But we will hear it again.
О мой Господь, когда же глаза мои красятся слезами любви, беспрестанно льющимися при пении Твоего святого имени? Когда же дрогнет мой голос, и волосы на теле станут дыбом от трансцендентного счастья при воспевании Твоего имени?
When you go into kirtan, bring two things with you.
Когда вы приходите на киртан, приносите с собой две вещи.
Humility and longing.
Смирение и стремление.
At that time, the kirtan will act like a magnifying lupa.
В этом случае киртан будет иметь эффект увеличительного стекла.
And you will actually experience the presence of God.
И вы действительно ощутите присутствие Господа.
Prabhupada once gave a lecture about this.
Однажды Прабхупада давал лекцию на эту тему.
Where is Krishna?
Где Кришна?
Where is Krishna?
Где Кришна?
And crying.
И плачет.
Just like madmen. This is Krishna consciousness. I hope there are no journalists who twist sentences around here. Yes, my dear devotees, let us become mad for Krishna's presence. Now we are mad for Maya. We are Maya's madmen and Maya's madwoman. We want to become obsessed with the thought, I must find my Krishna. This is the highest perfection, says Prabhupada, of Krishna consciousness. When one will be mad after Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us the way. And the Goswamis also showed us that way. There are now many kirtans in the yoga society. But often they are impersonalists, these yogis. They are not mad, or they are not, let us use another word, longing for absorption in Krishna. They just want a little peace of the mind. But kirtan can give us the highest result. Just like a lupa which can make visible the a strong lupa which can make visible the invisible, kirtan can make God visible in our life.
Сильное величественное стекло может показать нам вещи, которые не разглядеть невооруженным взглядом. Также и киртан может позволить нам увидеть невидимого Кришну.
You can actually taste Krishna's presence.
Именно так можно ощутить присутствие Кришны.
However, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave one serious warning to his followers.
Однако Гауранга Махапрабху очень серьезно предупреждал своих последователей.
No offense.
Не совершайте оскорблений.
Especially against Vaishnavas.
В особенности оскорблений Вайшнавов.
When Radhanath Maharaj was here preaching to you the last week, for a whole week, he had a few essential messages. One was we should practice gratitude. But another essential message was serve the Vaishnavas. That's a positive way of saying don't commit offenses against Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu was so strong on this point. He said, if you commit offenses against Vaishnavas by blaspheming them or hurting them in any ways, the result of kirtan will not come. He even said that the power of the holy name will turn against a Vaishnava offender. Otherwise, everything is very simple. Let me summarize. What do you need to know to do kirtan in Gauranga's method? Longing, huh? Intense longing. An example was given by the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Of that one bird, Chatak bird. This Chatak bird is extraordinary. He doesn't drink any water from any earth-bound river, pond, or whatever. He waits for the monsoon season, which is now in this time in India. Do you know that in Vrindavan there is only 28 degrees, while here in Russia we have
35?
Why is it so relatively cool? Because of the monsoon.
So
this bird remains thirsty the whole year to drink his water from the clouds which come in the monsoon season. If he is lucky, there are some little rain throughout the year. But sometimes in India, rain comes only once. So he waits. And he longs for that water. Can you imagine to not drink for a whole year? How thirsty you are! that bird, even when it flies to the water, he has a you know, a noise, you know. When you listen very carefully to this voice, it sounds like Jaldi, Jaldi, Jaldi. No, Jaldi means fast, but Jaldi means give water, give water.
Jaldi означает быстрее, быстрее, но также это означает давай, давай воды.
very, very eager, so much longing. The Brahmachari Ashram, I gave another example last year, but I won't repeat it because you will all blush when you hear it. The idea is longing. And the third instruction is avoid offenses. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan then is very powerful. It brings Krishna.
Итак, киртан Господа Гауранги очень могущественен. Он позволяет нам видеть Кришну.
Бхактивинода Тхакур once said the whole teachings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu can be summarized in three simple points.
Однажды Бхактивинода Тхакур сделал утверждение, что все учение Гауранги Махапрабху можно выразить в трех простых моментах.
Namaruchi, taste in the holy name.
Namaruchi, вкус святого имени.
Service to the Vaishnavas.
Служение Вайшнавам.
And compassion to the jivas, the fallen souls.
И сострадание к живым существам, падшим душам.
There's much more to be said.
Мы можем сказать еще много.
But today, I wanted to give you a little history.
Сегодня я лишь хотел вам рассказать.
How Gauranga Mahaprabhu manifested kirtan as the main teachings.
О том, как Гауранга Махапрабху дал нам киртан как основу, как самое главное свое учение.
He did kirtan. From all the nine angas of devotional service, he focused totally on kirtan.
Из всех девяти анг, составляющих преданного служения, методов преданного служения, он особенно сосредоточился, сконцентрировался на киртане.
To be precise, on two types of kirtan.
А конкретно на двух видах киртана.
One was Naam kirtan.
Первый вид называется Naam kirtan.
And the other was Lila, Guna and Rupa. Guna and Lila Kirtan in the Padyavali Kirtans. Yeah. He sat with his associates together and they sang about Krishna's pastimes. We will hear this a little bit later. But mostly he was doing, this was very few times he did, it was minimal. Most was Naam Kirtan.
Но этому второму виду киртана читание Махапрабху делал не так много внимания. Основной акцент он делал на Naam Kirtan.
Before our Goswami Maharaj speaks, I will sing with you a few Naam Kirtans of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Перед тем, как будем говорить Госвами Махарадж, мы споем с вами парочку
First one, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopa Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. O Rama Rama Hari Hari. Rama Rama Hari Hari Jai Krishna Mukunda Murali Vanamali Rama Rama Hari Hari O Rama Rama Hari Hari Ha
Krishna Jaya, Rama Krishna Jaya, Dvani Govinda Gopal, Dvani Govinda Gopal, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sigaranga Mahaprabhu ki. One little side note I must say. I must tell you very honestly, I don't know how to sing this properly. Just trying. but these are names of Krishna. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has written them down in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yes. We have one service for all of you. That is on the email. We will send you your retreat package. And we will include these names.
Huh?
So now let us turn the microphone over to Goswami Maharaj. Thank you so much, and Hare Krishna.